Steve Dion here with the Final Score.tv and Varsity Football Live on Sports Radio 950 KJR. Here with the head coach of the Cedro Woolley Cubs, Dave Ward. Coach, how you doing today?
Real good. We're excited about the chance to play for the championship here in a couple days.
Yeah, we are all excited to watch that game with Lennon, a league opponent. That'll be exciting that the Northwest League will be represented for both teams. You know, you've really been able to turn Cedro Woolley into a powerhouse up there. I mean, that Northwest League has a lot of good teams. You have the Lindens, the Mount Bakers, the Burlington Edisons. And, you know, in three short seasons, you've turned the program around from a middle-of-the-ground 500 team to now competing for the 2A state title. You know, how have you and your coaching staff been able to just create such a dominant force in such a short period of time?
I think the players really bought into the system that we brought, and we've been consistent and kept it basic, just repped the fundamentals and applied the their skill level really fit nicely with what we wanted to do on offense and defense. And we, honestly, I was surprised when I came to Cedro Woolley that there was a lot of team speed. I mean, our guys can run well and yeah. They like to hit. They're hard workers. They just were really dying for a consistent program that was going to coach them and be there with them and unite them into a team. And so, taking them from a group of individuals and molding a team out of them. It is surprising how fast it happened, but we're really proud of the way they've worked together.
So as you mentioned, when you got there, the type of game plan that you like to play and what you had up there, I mean, I noticed in the stats from last week's game, you ran the ball 54 out of 57 plays, and off the back of your stud running back, Mason Elms, and then also playing, you know, tough defense. I noticed that the linebacking core with the likes of Chad Wilberg and Quinn Carpenter, was that kind of the style that you prefer as a coach?
Yeah, I think that fits our kids. Our kids like the physical part of football, and if we got a good offensive line that can make some holes up front for us, and so we'll pound on people a little bit. And then with the speed of Mason Elms and Jacob Farrell, Carter Crosby, we can be exciting when we get to the outside and bust some big plays. So it's a nice inside-outside combination for the running game with a good offensive line. And then on defense, Chad Wilbert, Quentin Rappel, Jay Berger, those guys are the linebackers that really, really run well and run people down and tackle effectively. So it's been a nice combination. We do have some guys that play both ways, but we try to condition, keep them in shape, and so far, it's working well.
Yeah, so you're sitting 12-1 right now, heading into the final game. The only loss in the record was Lyndon on October 24th. It was a 33-30 game, super close, could have gone either way. You know, why don't you kind of run us through what happened in that first game, and how is your team better prepared to maybe take him down this time?
Well, what happened the first time we saw Lyndon was we gave up six huge plays. I mean, they had 60-plus yard plays against us, and that wasn't typical of our defense, and our secondary wasn't happy with the way we performed, and we worked hard on our coverages and trying to lock that down so that we're going to bend and not break is the goal and keep the ball in front of us and not let them go over the top for easy yards, because we had them third and fourth down and a number of times and gave up a play that we think if we're on our game, we're going to be able to stop it this time and get the ball back.
Yeah, I mean they've been very dominant for so long, and you know, for a team to, you know, take them to the wire, I'm sure they're going to have to play their A game if they want to get their sixth title in the past 8 years. You know, I got a chance to see you guys play Burlington Edison a couple weeks ago at Arlington. It was a blustery Friday night, crazy weather, and then I saw you guys play last week in the Tacoma Dome, and I noticed just incredible fan support both times. I mean, I think the biggest crowd at the Tacoma Dome all weekend, maybe with the exception of Marysville Pilchuck. You know, what does the community mean to your football team and vice versa? Because it seems like, you know, Cedro Woolley just has something special as far as their fan support.
Yeah, there's really been a hunger in Cedro Woolley to come together behind a successful team like this, and they've been waiting a lot of years for football to rise up in, and it really unifies the whole community. I mean, they love to support their sons, and they've gotten behind us early. They travel well. They're loud. They really into the game, and it's amazing to have a smaller community experience when the whole town shuts down and they want to all be at the game, and they're going to travel one way or the other. We're going to take buses and trains and carpool, and we're going to, you know, continue to be one of the loudest crowds at the Dome. And it's exciting for the kids to know they've got so much support, and it's a great feeling all around. And you know, it's kind of the way it should be. I mean, I think it's refreshing to see that.
Yeah, it should be a great environment on Saturday and just all weekend long. Hey, we thank you for jumping on today, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, I look forward to it.
All right, there he is, Dave Ward, head coach of the Cedro Willie Cubs, who will be taking on Linden for the 2A championship. Make sure you visit www.thefinalscore.tv, your first stop every day for the best in high school football coverage.